This may be just what the doctor, cycling needed after years of doping-related intrigue and scandal. Finally, just drama on the race course. The final weekend of this year's Tour de France is shaping up to be one of the closest finishes ever. Today, the riders are racing the clock in a time trial sprint, setting the stage for tomorrow's mad dash down the Champs-Élysées to the finish. James Start, European correspondent for Bicycling Magazine, joins us from the course. James, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Who's in the mix for this closest finish ever, perhaps?
Well, we're looking pretty much at a two-man race right now between the Carlos Sastre, the Spaniard, who's in the yellow jersey, and Cadel Evans, the Australian, who's actually in fourth, but he's only a minute 34 behind. The two riders in between, Frank Schlitten and Bernard Cohn, are really not strong riders in the individual time trials where each rider has to ride against himself and the clock. People are pretty much expecting about a two-man race between Evans and Sastre, with a bit of an edge for Evans, who's a real specialist in this category. Sastre is more of a climber.
Of course, we have to ask, any Americans anywhere near?
Yeah, Christian Vandeveld is riding very well. He's in sixth place right now. If he hadn't had a bad day on the penultimate climbing stage over the Col de Bonnet, the highest road in Europe at over 2,800 meters, he would have been in there for the top three and maybe the win, but he had a couple of kilometers where he came off, lost a little bit of time, and then trying to chase back on the descent, he crashed and lost more time, and that dropped him pretty much out of the top three. Mm. He'll probably be in the top five this year, which is very strong for Christian.
Forgive me for not knowing, but has an Australian ever won the race before?
Never has. The Australians have had a long tradition, lots of times been in yellow. They're very well respected and very well liked because they're very generous riders. They're always on the attack. They're very good all-around riders. They just haven't had the Tour winner. They've had a lot of guys win the green jersey for the best sprinter, but they haven't had an overall guy, so Cadel could really do it.
Hmm. How important is it to the sport of racing that this be a close but clean finish?
A close and clean finish?
Yeah. No questions raised about the result at the end.
Yeah, I think in terms of the Tour and the image of the Tour, we have two very good potential winners. Sastre and Evans have been knocking on the door for a long time. There's never been any scandal or gossip or rumors about them. They have very good reputations. They're not the most charismatic riders. They're not the big showmen that some of the champions are, but they do their job. They've got a reputation for being hard workers, scrappy riders, and both of them have been knocking on the door. Sastre's finished fourth several times, and Evans has, as you may know, finished close second last year. So either one of them would be a good winner for the Tour this year, one that wouldn't really raise any questions or cause any friction.
Any crowd favorite that you can infer?
A crowd favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's pretty close. Yeah, there's a lot of Australians, and then there's a lot of Spaniards. It's a real toss-up, and, you know, this race could come down to less than 8 seconds. You may remember 1989, Greg LeMond beat Laurent Fignon by 8 seconds, the closest finish ever. And this could potentially come down to even less than that.
Wow, 8 seconds after how many days?
20, I think it is now.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, oh, mercy. Well, all right.
Yeah.
James, thanks so much.
No problem, thank you.
James Start, European correspondent for Bicycling Magazine.